Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. President Trump's impeachment trial starts today at 1 o'clock. So if you have nothing to do and you like C-SPAN, I turn it on. I know my mom and grandma will be. This dentist, wow, this is kind of scary. I like going to the dentist. Doctor I go to, Dr. Sarah Gove, she's just always been awesome. She's a big fan of the show, so shout out to her. She does a good job, and I've never seen her do this before. A dentist has been found guilty after riding a hoverboard while extracting teeth. Listen to this story. This is insane.
Lawsuit filed by the state alleges Seth Lookhart took this video of himself and shared it with several people. And do you notice he's riding the hoverboard as the patient is allegedly sedated? The Alaska Department of Law says Lockhart was convicted of 46 charges.
That's insane. Got like a big drill in the mouth.
Yeah, what is going on with this situation?
It's Alaska, Mackenzie. It's totally acceptable.
Anything can happen, I guess.
You never know.
An ultimate douchebag.
Oh my gosh. Let's see here. Speaking of cavities, how about the world's largest Snicker bar in the world? It was unveiled in Waco, Texas last week. The candy bar, 12 feet long, 24 inches high, so 2 feet high, and 26 inches wide, weighs more than 2 tons.
2 tons?
What?
Dang, that's a lot of food, a lot of candy. The giant candy bar was created for the Super Bowl. It's going to be used in an ad on February 2nd, so look for that when the 49ers play the Chiefs. So I am excited about the Super Bowl, too. It's going to be really fun.
I'm excited for my boy Jimmy. Hey.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy! Mm-hmm. What up, girl? Speaking of the Super Bowl, tickets could be more expensive. They actually are the most expensive in history. Ticket resale prices on SeatGeek, which is a website where you can buy seats. The average price for tickets in the past 24 hours was $6,785, almost $7,000 per ticket. Compared to other Super Bowls, this year's tickets are reselling for at least $1,000 more.
Wow.
If I had the money, though, I would love to go to a Super Bowl, or if I could go for it, for sure, just to have the experience at least one time.
You need to go through the media. You gotta like
how
work
do we do
it.
This?
You
I
work
know.
Different ways.
We let's next year apply for some media passes.
Yeah, that's
because
the way
I
to
would
do it.
Die if I got to go to the Super Bowl.
That would be incredible. All right, ladies, we're gonna give you some credit here, so don't say we never gave any credit. Women in the U.S. typically spend two hours more per day than their male counterparts cleaning, cooking, and doing other unpaid tasks. Researchers say it adds up to more than 95 additional 8-hour work days in a year that women work for free. And if women did receive a paycheck for that time, it could add up to as much as $1.48 trillion annually in the U.S. So,
wow.
Lindsay, I appreciate all the extra work you do for our household. You're amazing.
I 1,000% think this is true.
Me too.
Because even like, I'm not even married, but I have a boyfriend and we have dinner together every night and I cook it majority of the time. And I'll also like clean it. Like last night, I just cleaned his kitchen. I mean, he did help me out a little bit, but I did all of their dirty dishes because they're just stacking up and it was gross. He lives with 3 other men and it's just disgusting.
Now, would you want him to cook? Would you want him?
I mean,
obviously you want to
clean,
but would you want your guy to cook, or you enjoy cooking?
I actually enjoy cooking, so I don't mind cooking. I mean, there are times where I'm absolutely exhausted because I work 2 jobs. My second job is very physically demanding. And on those nights, he will cook, but it's always something very, very easy.
Do you ever talk to him? Is he going to get his own place ever?
So he wants to. I mean, he owns the house that all of his friends
live in. He's smart,
Mackenzie.
Yeah.
So he is like, they're paying his mortgage.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to keep this going.
I get it, but I'm like, he's 30. He's got a serious girlfriend. It might be time to like, you know.
Yeah. So I think that like, he's definitely thinking about it. I think once we get engaged, if that happens down the road, I think he'll definitely be like,
well,
all right,
so,
boys.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Let's move on out.
All right, Jewel Daddy, I think you're a secret genius, man. You're not you're getting a free mortgage payment every month. Keep it up. No, I get what you're saying, though, Mackenzie. And let's see. Does anybody ever go on a cruise? I've never been on one. I hear they're really fun, but I don't know why I'm afraid.
Yeah, I've been on multiple cruises. Actually, back in the day here at Radio Now, we would take our listeners on party cruises.
How long have you been on a
so
cruise?
Much fun.
Like a week or?
Yeah, I've gone. The longest is 10 days, which also is a little long.
What if you added 110 days to that? There is now the Princess Cruises kicked off. It's a 111-day around-the-world voyage yesterday. It's got about 700 guests, 400 crew members. It's going to tour 40 different ports in 26 countries on 5 continents. It's going to cover almost 35,000 nautical miles. The cruise left L.A. yesterday, and it's going to return on May 11th. That's a long time to
like,
be
does
gone.
Does no one have a job? Or just
maybe they're retirees or something. I don't know. Do you think we can talk our boss into that? Like, hey, we want to do a Joe McKenzie cruise. We're only going to be gone for 111 days.
We'll see you in the summer.
Peace. I guarantee you this is made up of retirees and influencers.
Yeah.
Well, trying to be influencers.
Wish I could be either one of those. And finally, today's a special day. It's International Sweatpants Day. Sorry I didn't tell you guys sooner. We could have worn those to work.
We wear those like every day.
I know. Live the Web Girl, you like this. National Granola Bar Day. It's also National Hugging Day and National One-Liners Day. So I'm going to try my funnies out later on the show. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out. Just go to joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the Day is very interesting today. I got to give Porkchop credit for his idea. Get ready to be part of Song of the Day. Save this number on your phone so you can text us. It's 52140.